In today's podcast, we're going to discuss an aspect of communication that is often neglected, the importance of silence. We will define two different types of cultures, listening cultures and speaking cultures. We will then contrast how silence is used and interpreted in these two types of cultures and discuss how these differences can lead to misunderstandings. First of all, what is a speaking culture? A speaking culture is one in which explicit, direct speech is valued more highly than reflective silence. Most native English-speaking countries, as well as southern European countries, are considered speaking cultures. Listening cultures, on the other hand, tend to place a higher value on silence, which is often seen as a sign of respect, and place less value on explicit speech. Examples of listening cultures include most Asian countries as well as some northern European countries, such as Finland. What does it mean to be comfortable with silence? A comparison of the average amount of silence during conversations will be helpful here. Research has shown that in Japan, for example, an 8-second pause between one speaker's utterance and another's response is not uncommon. Contrast that with an average 1 to 2 second pause between utterances in conversations between native English speakers, and you will see how wide the cultural gap truly is. It is a well-known fact that most Americans are unsettled by silence during a conversation and will immediately try to fill it with words. Most Chinese and Japanese speakers, in contrast, believe deeply in the saying, "Silence is golden," and believe that silence is a sign of respect for others. As you can imagine, when someone from a speaking culture interacts with someone from a listening culture, there can be serious misunderstandings. People from speaking cultures tend to interpret silence as disinterest, disagreement, disapproval, a lack of understanding, or even disrespect. Conversely, those from a listening culture use silence to show careful consideration of what has just been said, and might feel offended if the other person jumps in too quickly to fill the silence in a conversation. In speaking cultures like Italy and Spain, for example, it is perfectly acceptable for everybody to talk at once or to interrupt a speaker. And in Chile, it's common to interrupt an answer with another question. This is not disrespectful. On the contrary, it shows that you are interested and engaged in the conversation. If you remain silent, people will wonder whether you are even listening. Unlike in many Asian countries, silence in response to a question does not suggest that you are thinking. Rather, it implies that you don't know the answer or are disinterested in the conversation. This is true for English-speaking cultures such as the US, the UK, and Canada as well. As you can see, it is very important that those who communicate cross-culturally be aware of these differences and learn to interpret silence correctly. At the very least, you should find out if the culture you are visiting is a listening or a speaking culture, and always maintain an open mind and be sure to ask questions if you are not sure what your counterpart is communicating.